You are tuned to CICK News on 93.9 FM in Smithers. CICK News is your news source for regional and provincial news Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. It's hosted by Dan Messick and myself, Pamela Hassan. Find and follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com and frequencynews.ca or wherever you get your podcasts. CICK News is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and the Government of Canada.
Today on CICK News, fish traps in the Skeena region have been making a comeback this season as more communities look to selective harvesting methods, new and old, to be more sustainable while fishing for salmon. Catherine Pollock is a biologist with the L'Aqualam's Fisheries Department and is overseeing a new floating fish trap in the Skeena River, currently collecting research data for future development. I had a chance to speak with Pollock near the fish trap about why this project is so unique. Stay with us.
My name is Catherine Pollock. I'm the senior biologist for L'Aqualam's Band. I work with the Fisheries Department, the Lands Department, and the Business Development Department. We are currently located at Ord Point on the Skeena River on a piece of private property owned by someone in the States who has graciously allowed us to use their property for the installation of the L'Aqualam's Fish Trap Project.
So maybe tell me a little about the background. How did this come to be, and why did L'Aqualam's want to engage on this project?
So first of all, L'Aqualam's is an ocean-going nation, but they have their rights and territorial property runs all the way up to the Copper River. And oftentimes people go down to the Skeena River to harvest in the river for salmon instead of going out to the open ocean. And the typical method for harvesting is either angling or gill netting. Now in the open ocean, gill nets are great because they capture efficiently and sustainably and the band uses all the fish that come from that. But when people go out on the river, they don't necessarily want to use a gill net because they're getting lots of bycatch. And they don't just trap fish, but they'll trap marine mammals and other things as well. And we need to react to how fish are managed and the changing climate and the changing population in L'Aqualam's. So in 2017, my director, Bill Shepherd, he's the director of fisheries and aquatics for the band, was looking online for alternative sustainable ways of harvesting fish for the community. And he came across a video by Wild Fish Conservancy in Washington State, Oregon. And Bill showed me the video. We were really interested in it as a potential method to deal with certain aspects within the community of elders phasing out, not being able to be on the oceans, you know, the youth not being able to afford the requirements to get on the ocean to do the harvest for the community, and people still wanting to go out and harvest on their own. So we reached out to Wild Fish Conservancy. At the time, they had one fish trap on the Skeena. We went down, we had a look at the trap. It's an amazing structure. They're policy on it. It's a redesign of an ancestral type of fish trap. Their structures are permanent. And we were very excited about it as a potential way to be able to sustainably harvest salmon for the community. So in 2017, we started the process. We did a feasibility study, which was funded by PRPA Salmon Enhancement Foundation. We did that with Wild Fish Conservancy, and we came up with 13 sites that would be applicable for putting the fish trap. We narrowed that down to three. We started consultation and engagement because we had to do permitting for this trap. We were asked to make some accommodations because the trap would be interfering with one other First Nation, which we accommodated for them. And so we put the process on pause during COVID. We then re-engaged. We did another feasibility study, came up with another 23 sites, and we narrowed it down to two sites, one being Granulite Point, which is just about a kilometer up the road from here, and this site of Ord Point. And then we started the whole process of how we're going to do the fish trap. We originally wanted to do a permanent infrastructure. It was proving very difficult to get the permits because of concerns of recreational harvesters and First Nations in the area. And so we were able to get permits to put in a modified ocean-going traditional platform. So we call it the floating fish trap platform of L'Aqualam's. And we were able to design it and manufacture it last year. We put it in the water for a couple of weeks, took to make sure that it was going to work in the area, took it out, made some modifications to it. And this year is the first year that it's in the water.
what is the purpose of this trap?
So right now, the purpose of the trap is research. We need to provide documentation to the regulators, government regulators, that the trap is sustainable, that it operates the way that we say that it does. So our first 2 years of trap operations are for research only. Ideally, this trap would be available for research to any interested party. Once this sort of validation period is over, that they could use the fish trap as a research platform to undertake work in the Skeena River. So there are a number of people that do a lot of work on the Skeena River. This would reduce boat time and fuel emissions and potential risk being on the water and all sorts of other issues. L'Aquilambs does have a second use for this trap, and we would love to be able to use it for food fish and have individuals come down who need to use the trap because they can't get on the water, can't obtain food fish to be able to use the trap for that purpose. That requires a different set of consultations, which we are underway right now. And then ultimately, we would like to invite other First Nations to be able to come down and use the trap as well for their food fish requirements. So there'll be a stable platform that all First Nations could use if they wanted to come and gather food fish for their community, including L'Aquilambs. Those MOUs or memorandums of understanding have yet to be written, but we have extended that offer to all of the First Nations that we've been consulting along the way. Finally, the third option would be to create an economic benefit for the community, which would include, if possible, commercial harvest using the fish trap. This process, this structure itself, once we prove that it's a sustainable platform, that it's not injuring other fish that we're not taking from the system, we'll be able to get sustainable certification, which means that the community could process that fish in its plant, at the fish plant, and then they could offer that fish for sale as a sustainable product, which means that they'll get a better price for it, which allows for the community to become independent. Now, at this time, there's no commercial harvest on the Skeena River, and getting a commercial permit requires, again, another set of consultation and engagement and different permitting process. So although we have these sort of three different stages, each stage comes with a permitting and consultation process, and, you know, maybe commercial harvest is 10 years off, but this is sort of the goals that we're looking for, is to be able to cover research, to be able to cover food fish, to be able to cover the economic component for the community.
What does it mean to be able to have something like this in the Skeena?
The first thing is, of course, is that being able to compare, have another indices above and beyond the Tyee. It's very important for First Nations to have faith in the numbers from Tyee. They often feel that there are issues with that. So having another platform that can enumerate the fish will provide additional confidence to the nation. Now, for having youth coming to the fish trap to work the site, it's really important for the community to be able to continue its cultural practices. And having a summer camp this last summer, we realized that, you know, out of the 40 students that came through, only two of them were really interested in undertaking anything that was related to culture. And this is a real problem if we want to have cultural continuity. So this year we hired 8 students. They're, you know, high school students who wanted a part-time job. They've come out to work on the trap. They work very, very hard. They learn so much and they get so excited about it. And they love being out in the environment. And the hope is that this kind of engagement with the youth will engage them so that they want to continue this kind of work further into the future, rather than becoming an influencer or an IT or a programmer or something like that. Now, we're not discouraging higher education at all by any means, but there are a lot of people that don't want to do higher education, and it's nice to have something that they can fall back on, not only that is culturally acceptable to the community, but also that's going to, you know, provide them with traditional knowledge.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or check us out on the web at smithersradio.com. CICK News has been made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to my colleague Pam Hassan and all of our roving journalists, I'm Daniel Messick. Thanks for listening.